More than a week after President Bush declared major combat operations over, basic services in Iraq are still operating only fitfully and at partial capacity, if they operate at all. Electricity in Baghdad is only on in certain neighborhoods for a few hours at a time. Looters pray in the dark. Storekeepers are afraid to open. Hospitals can't chill medicines or light treatment rooms. Water pumps and sewage treatment plants are not doing the job. And the Iraqi oil industry is only producing half the fuel the country needs and none for export. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Sam Gardner is a defense consultant who's done extensive studies of the Iraqi infrastructure to figure out how it used to work and why it's so hard to get it working again. He joins us in the studio. Colonel Gardner, thanks for being with us.
Certainly.
Sam Gardner, let's just get right down to it. Why has it been so hard to get basic services working again? Was it the sanctions? Was it Saddam Hussein? Or was it coalition forces and the bombing?
Yes. It, first of all, was the result of the 91 war. The electrical system, as an example, was only half of what it had been prior to 1991. The water system was about a half of what it was prior to 1991. Then the sanctions were put on top of that. And then it was Saddam Hussein, because if you look at where the weaknesses are in the humanitarian system, it is in the south. He was punishing the Shiite for what they had done before. So you put all those together, and then you put on top of that more bombing and ground attacks, and it crumbled.
If you were momentarily the caliph of Baghdad, where would you start?
The focus of the first effort has to be the electrical system, because nothing else will fix, will work after that. So you have to get the electrical power going. Now, there's a footnote to that, which you obviously know, which is until you have security, you can't fix the electrical system. There was a convoy that came into Iraq this week with humanitarian supplies that was held up. I mean, that we can't have that. That's got to be stopped. So it goes security, and then in terms of the humanitarian part, it is to fix the electrical system. Once you get that, then you go to fix the water system and then the sanitation system.
Could this kind of thing have been anticipated, in your view?
Let me be honest. I briefed some people in the administration before the war. One of the officials said to me, very high official, we've already had an hour with the president on the humanitarian system. We're done talking about that. You see, if we'd have been prepared to deal with humanitarian crisis, it would have meant delaying the war. And as I detected, nobody was interested in that.
The United States appears to have made some arrangements with big corporations to do a lot of this work. And it is slow getting started. Maybe that plan has to be postponed, delayed, junked?
Augmented, I would say. It's a very interesting thing to me, and there's one really strong example of what's going on at the port of Unkisar. The administration has set a contract to operate that port. The British, who are the occupying power, said, why don't we bring back the Iraqis who ran the port to run the port? We don't have enough people there. There need to be more military on the ground to provide security. And then there has to be a massive effort. And maybe it's even a voluntary effort, people of the United States. I know there are water engineers who would go to Baghdad. They don't work for Bechtel. They would do it free to help fix the water system. I mean, we are responsible. That's the thing. We don't want to admit that. But we, as the occupying power, are responsible for everything that's going on right now. The administration, from the very beginning, talked about, well, this isn't about harming civilians. Our war is not against the people of Iraq. But it is. Right now, it is. That's who is suffering. So we have got to deal with that as quickly as possible, I think, and admit that maybe the ways we'd planned aren't the ways to do it.
So normal life in a way that people in this country would sort of think of, normal life, how far away?
Year, 18 months. It's going to be a tough job.
Retired Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. He joined us here in the studio. Sam Gardner, thanks very much.
Certainly.